This is TLB1.
TLB1 Radio.
Great, great mixer.
I like Tel Aviv.
This is TLB1.
This is
Tel Aviv is a beautiful city.
Great city, great radio.
TLB1.
This is TLB1.
You are listening to Call Cambridge.
This is Radio TLV1. You are listening to the sounds of Cold Cambridge right about now with me, DJ Antithesis, in the house, giving you the best Israeli and Jewish music for the next hour, as always. But we've got a very, very special show today. I'm very, very excited to welcome onto the show Mr. Gad Johnson. Hello, Gad.
Hello, Sam. How are you?
I'm doing very well. So you know, Gad Johnson is one of the hottest new Israeli artists that's just come out with his new album, his debut album, self-titled Gad Johnson. That's very nice. I like how you did that.
Yeah, that was very complicated, but
you got
there. We managed to go through.
And so, you know, we've got Gad with us today. We're going to be listening to some of his songs. We're going to be also listening to some of the songs that kind of influenced him, he kind of grew up with. He's going to be curating that bit of the show. It's going to be a very, very exciting show. It's very special. And thanks, Gad, for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about, like, Gad Johnson, the music. Like, what can we expect? What sort of style would you say it is?
I would say that my music is basically... first of all, it's Israeli music in Hebrew, which is, you know, directed at people who speak the language, mainly. And it's kind of a mixture of, you know, mainstream rock, pop, and some like Mediterranean influences. So that's basically what the music is about.
That's cool. And like, you've got how many people in your band? You got
currently I have a drummer and a bass player, and we're using a little computer which helps us with all the other stuff that we can't play live. So it's it's a fun concert, and going to have a few in the next few weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll definitely be talking about that, because I'm sure that after all our listeners hear how great Gad Johnson is, they will be desperate to come along to a show.
I'm sure.
So we want to hear about that. Tell us about your background. It's quite interesting. You're not the kind of typical rock musician.
Yeah. Actually, you know, the way I showed up for this, like in this particular moment, I just came in from the middle of a working day as I'm working as a lawyer, actually.
Okay.
I studied in, the Tel Aviv University. I studied law and economics. Then I became a lawyer. And I just, as I was doing my internship in a very big law firm in Israel, I kind of wanted to kill myself. That's the truth.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
I'm pleased you're here today.
Yeah. And and as you can see, I'm fine now, but... I thought I needed a big change in my life, and I wanted to give much more room to music and creation. And so anyway, I'm now doing both things, and enjoying the music very, very much.
And I'm sure you get the best contracts for your performers as well.
Absolutely. Negotiating, yeah.
So there we go. So there's a lot to be said for being a lawyer. So let's already, like, I mean, we'll talk obviously a lot more, but like, let's already get into some of the music I'm sure the listeners are desperate to hear. This first song we're going to hear is called Atab Midbar, right?
Yeah.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about the song?
Yeah, actually, it's, Atab Midbar in Hebrew means you're in the desert. And as I was walking in this big law firm and, you know, sitting in cold meeting rooms, talking in English, I kind of, you know, it struck me that we are actually in the middle of the desert, so it's a bit weird that we're just sitting here speaking in English, working on English documents, and so that's the song, basically.
Okay, great. Well, let's check it out. This is Gad Johnson with Atab Bamidbar.
Thank you.
שפל תל אביב בחדר קר בדיחה באנגלית ועניבה אדומה עקבים גבוהים נוקשים על הרצפה אוכן את העצים מלמעלה בנפילה חופשית של מבט גלויה קרה ויין לא רע מזיז את השעון כמה שעות אחורה
This is Radio TLV1, the sounds of Cole Cambridge, with me, DJ Antiphasis, and of course, Gud Johnson.
Gud Johnson.
So Gud, thanks very much for that. Ataba Midbar, really enjoyed. Tell me a little bit about how you put the album together. How did you kind of do the whole process?
Well, I think that like many other young artists these days, the way to start is just doing the best you can in your own home studio and just putting the songs together. The next thing was to find a musical producer who's experienced enough to kind of take it to the next level. And I met Itamar Gross, who is a wonderful musician. He's a pianist working with different bands in Israel, and he took the project and produced the album. We recorded many of the tracks in his own flat, in his own studio, and then the last bit was recording at a major studio in Tel Aviv, recording the bass and drums and all of the other instruments that don't work well in a flat,
right.
Small flat in Tel Aviv.
Right.
So basically that was the process. The music and lyrics I wrote them myself, and I'm very proud of it.
Yeah, I would be proud of it. I mean, like, you know, like we were talking in, you know, during the song a little bit, and I was saying I do the rap music and a little bit, and you know, it's easy because I just have to write the lyrics, but I don't have to write any tune or any music, and you know, it's really
No question, you know, rap artists are kind of lazy in the sense that they just take a wonderful chorus from a different song that everyone knows,
right,
and use it. But you have to work hard on your lyrics, don't you?
Yeah, yeah, but you know, I'm you know, it's nice. It's mutual respect in the studio. But, no, it's respect, really. And how did you fund it all?
With money, my own. And yeah, there are many artists now that go to fundraising and with crowd funding.
Yeah.
I think that as my first piece, I think it's it makes sense to put your money where your mouth is, and if you know, if when this thing will actually work, maybe the next one I could use the help of the crowd, but I think for a first album, you just have to.
Entirely your own.
Absolutely.
Respect. All right, well, let's check out another track from that first album. This one is called Be'emtza Yom Avodah. You want to tell us about this?
Yeah, in the middle of the working day. Well, Be'emtza Yom Avodah is about a little affair going on in the at work, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a sweet little disco-like song. And hope you'll enjoy it.
Okay, here we are, Gad Johnson with Be'emtza Yom Avodah.
Ay 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 ay,
This is Radio TLV1, Cole Cambridge with DJ Antiphasis and, of course, Gud Johnson today. That was B'emsa Yom Avodav.
Indeed.
A little bit naughty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it's fine. I mean, we can be naughty once in a while.
Well, exactly, if you're young and free.
Absolutely.
Why not? So God, one of the things we were talking about is, you know, you've written in Hebrew, and many of the kind of young rock artists, particularly in rock in Israel, they're writing in English these days. Like, how did that decision happen? What made you decide Hebrew was the language?
I think that it's funny because a few years ago, if you would write in English, you'd had to explain why do you write in English when you're Israeli and you speak Hebrew, and that's your language. I think that many musicians in Israel now feel that they can maybe have a bigger audience, obviously, by writing and singing in English. But to me, I don't have those inspirations at all. I mean, I live in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. I speak Hebrew. That's my world. I think it's a bit, I don't understand how they do it really, to write a song in a different language. It just seems, I don't know, weird. But to me, that's the natural thing. I think my audience is, you know, my community, basically. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, well, I mean, well, you know, on Cold Cambridge, we only play music in Hebrew because we, you know, we have an ideological position on the show that, you know, Hebrew is the language of Israel, and Arabic. We'd be happy to play Arabic as well. and we do sometimes. But
I can introduce you to some great Israeli Arab musicians that...
yeah, we'd be happy to have them on. Very happy. So we'll do that. That'll be coming up. Gud Johnson's mates here on Cold Cambridge. But you know, like, there's something about... Writing in a foreign language where you lose that kind of connection with the artist, right? It's not theirs. It's not what they...
Yeah, I think that for some of the artists, it works, definitely. You know, you can see Asaf Avidan, mm-hmm. it definitely works for him, and it sounds absolutely authentic, and it just works. But as a general rule, I just think that it's a bit weird, and I think it's very, very difficult to sound authentic and to write authentic when it's not your language.
Right. But well, we all remember Sarit Haddad with Light a Candle.
Exactly.
Yeah. Light a candle. Light a candle. I mean, you know, it's funny, so bad. But obviously, she's not a rock artist. But I don't know. I also, I kind of, and this is, you know, just how I feel, but you know, if I want to listen to English music, I'll listen to English people, American people. Like, you know, something about the Israeliness of the Hebrew, which I enjoy. So, yeah, we're big up, and that's why we're happy to support Gud Johnson in the house. Let's check out one more song, Mashu Meshuga.
Mashu Meshuga, yeah. Mashu Meshuga is, you know, in Hebrew means something crazy. Mm-hmm. And actually, I wrote this song for my wife.
Uh-huh.
Zara, and I wrote it for our wedding, and basically it says, it tells the little story of how we met. Mm-hmm. And I think that every time that Zara says something a bit weird or crazy, you know, I feel like I'm home, and that's the best partner I could have.
Aww.
And that's what the song is about.
Well, I guess this song is dedicated to Zara.
Oh, yeah.
Mashu Meshuga.
כשהאוויר עומד אני יורד
This is Radio TLV1, Cambridge, with DJ Antiphasis and Gad Johnson in the house. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Hello, Sam. Thank you very much.
Mashu Mashuga, dedicated, of course, to Zara.
My lovely wife.
Your lovely wife. How does Zara feel about your career? Is she supportive?
Yeah, she's very supportive. Very, very supportive. The only thing is, of course, you know, I have to put money in it. So
yeah.
It's not... She's not ecstatic about that, but no, I think that she's very, very supportive. She likes it. She's very musical, and she has very good input all the time.
Oh.
And yeah, you know.
It's important to have a supportive home.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so tell me, you did this kind of opening concert in the Ozen Bar, right?
Yeah.
One of the most famous venues in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
As appropriate. How did you decide on the venue? How did the gig go?
Well, the Ozen Bar is, as you said, is maybe the leading place, the leading venue for like alternative young artists. And we were very pleased with the place. They were so nice to us. I think that people really enjoyed the concert and the venue. And it just seemed like the natural place to go for your opening gig.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And since then, you've been gigging or you're going to be gigging?
Yeah. We've been to Be'er Sheva for one concert,
mm-hmm.
and we did one in the afternoon in Tel Aviv University.
Very nice.
And we're going to do another one at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem on the 31st of December.
31st of December, Hebrew right. University in Jerusalem.
Yeah, so if you're there, and if you're not there, you can come. But if you're there, definitely show up. It's a free concert.
in the Hagia Sophia campus, right?
Yeah.
Mount Scopus?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure everyone make a note in your diary right now, 31st of December, Gad Johnson and band at the Hebrew University in Mount Scopus. It's going to be a big thing. It's
going to be good fun. And after that, if you're in Tel Aviv, we have a concert on the 17th of January in Bar Giora, which is right next to the Dizengoff Center.
Oh, yeah, Bar Giora. Yeah. I love that place because it's on Bar Giora Street, right?
Exactly.
And they've done a clever play on words because Bar in ancient Hebrew means son of. So there was a Jewish hero called Bar Giora, and they've turned it into a Bar Giora.
Exactly.
They do quite nice soup as well. So you can check out the concert and have some soup.
Yeah, go for the soup.
Let's hear another song. And this one is called Akida.
Yeah,
right?
Akida. Akida means... it's based on the biblical story,
right? The binding of Isaac.
Exactly.
So
the perspective of this song is Sarah, the mother of Isaac, whose opinion or perspective is absolutely not available in the Bible,
right?
And I thought it should be, and I thought it would be appropriate to have like her point of view of her son is going to be executed by his father for God. So that's what the song talks about.
Wow, very interesting. Well, let's discover the viewpoint of Sarah. Here we are, Akeda by Gad Johnson.
אחר אחד קצה המדבר
This is Radio TLV1, Cole Cambridge with Antiphasis and Gad Johnson.
Hey, Sam.
So, Akedah, very interesting, getting involved in the biblical text. Are you a religious man?
I'm not a religious man, not at all.
So how what is your connection to the Tanakh? How did you bring that in?
I think that Tanakh is an amazing book. It's just an amazing book with very extreme stories. And it's part of my culture. It's not, I don't look at it as something that necessarily happened, or I believe in what it says, but this is my culture. I don't have anything else other than that, I think. So it was very easy for me to just think about it and just get a little story from the Bible and write a song.
That's really nice, because I think it's a problem here that so many people see the Jewish sources as being the property of the religious,
right?
And it's great to see young artists like yourself kind of connecting with it, because as you said, they're part of our culture, and you don't have to be religious or to believe in it to kind of appreciate it, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I also think that there's, especially in the last, I would say, 10 years, there's a very strong movement in Israeli music of artists who become religious or start writing like religious people, and there's a lot of emphasis on belief, and so I think there's room for some Jewish culture that is not religious, and personally, I just connect to the stories themselves, and I just like them.
Great. No,
yeah.
Wonderful. And tell us about the name, because Gad Johnson is, of course, your artistic name. So
yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, it's quite a stupid story, I have to say, because when I was an intern, a law intern, one of the guys used to call everyone Johnson. Hey, Johnson, Bo Bosnia. And I thought it was funny. And when I started this, started working on the album, I thought I want to have a different personality for the music than the one that's doing the other stuff in my life.
Right.
And I thought that something fun and stupid can be appropriate. Mm-hmm. And, Gad Johnson in English speaking countries, it's I guess Johnson is a common name,
right?
Here it's obvious that it's not your name,
right?
And it's always will and is raising an eyebrow, like, what's the story here? So right. that's what I'm going for. I want people to maybe stop for a second and just notice that there's something like that.
Well, there we are. Well, I did. So it worked. Okay, cool. And I think we'll check out one more song from the album, then we're going to go into perhaps some of the music that's important to you outside of your own.
Yeah.
But just tell us about this one, Korea Tachutim.
Yeah, so tearing up the strings. It tells the story of a person who feels that he need to change his ways a little bit and reconnect with himself. And when you reconnect with yourself, you feel like you tear up those strings that bind you. So that's what the song is about.
Excellent. Well, let's all connect with ourselves with Gad Johnson, Korea Tachutim.
כל כך קרוב לעיר שלך
So this is Radio TLV1, Cole Cambridge with DJ Antithesis and Gud Johnson. And that was the final track that we're going to be checking out from Gud Johnson's brand new debut album. It's called Korea Tahutim. There's plenty more tracks on the album, but obviously, you know, you want to buy it if you want to get the rest of the tracks and those tracks we've been playing. Like, where can I do that, Gud? Like, for me, if I want to buy the album?
Yeah, you can buy it. You can buy it online. You can go to my page on Bandcamp.
Okay.
Or Gud Johnson. Or you can find it on iTunes even. So just go there and buy it.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to be funding these independent artists, so get out there and support. We'll also, you know, we'll be posting a link on the when the playlist goes up on the colecambridge.com website. We'll be posting a link so you can purchase the album should you wish, and you should wish. And it's very pretty as well. Who designed this? Who designed the cover?
Salit Katz, who's a designer, and she also took the photo.
Okay.
My very attractive photo.
Very attractive. Very brooding.
And yeah, I thought you know, I think she's done a very good job with the cover. I like it.
Yeah, I like it as well. All right, so that's something, you know, we'll definitely check out that link after the show. And thanks very much for kind of, you know, bringing us all these songs to play. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for the opportunity, Sam. Thank you very much.
So now I like want to get a little bit behind, you know, the artist of Gud Johnson. We're going to listen to some of these songs, you know, that are important to you. And before that, I want to ask, like, you know, obviously this musical kind of your creativity didn't come from nowhere. Like, were you writing music before at any point in your life? And
yeah, absolutely. I since I remember myself, I've been playing music and making things up. It's this, you know, next level of taking it to professional, I guess, stage level, which happened in the last few years. But yeah, it's been music has been a very important thing for me throughout my life. Absolutely.
It's interesting because I guess there's many people like you who have this creative side, and yet somehow society pushes them into something more conventional.
Right.
And I know many people who kind of, like, I know even people in their 50s, 60s who sort of have this kind of like they just wonder what would have happened if.
Yeah.
And I guess you seem to have seized the bull by the horns, as it were.
Oh yeah. I don't want to get up when I'm 50 and be sorry that I haven't been at your show. Yeah.
So we're going to listen to two tracks now, Kochavim and Balelot Hakayetz Hechamim. You want to tell us why you've chosen these?
Yeah, well, these two songs are by artists that I very, very much appreciate. Kochavim is a song of a band called Tislam, which was very big in Israel in the 80s. Mm-hmm. And I think they have a very unique Israeli sound, which kind of copied whatever went outside of Israel at that time. And I think they've done a very good job at it. Mati Kaspi, with his song Belailot HaKaitz HaChamim, is one of the best composers Israel has. And you just have to love his songs. To me, he's very Israeli. He also kind of integrates or combines a few musical traditions and make it his own in a very Israeli way. So great songs.
Okay, great. Well, enjoy. Here we are, first of all, with Kochavim by Tislam.
Kol ha'layla v'adrachte בלילות הקיץ החמים שום דבר אינו קורה אולי כוכב נגוז מבד לחלון פתוח אולי צרצר נשמע הרחק אך אפילו השעון לא מתקתק בלילות הקיץ החמים שום דבר אינו קורה אולי צצר נשמע הרחק אך אפילו השעון לא מתקתק בלילות הקיץ החמים שום דבר אינו קורה מתחת לעץ התות בכפר יושבים ומדברים קוראים בספר בעל ריח ישן עוצמים עיניים ושותקים שום דבר אחר
Radio TLV1, Cole Cambridge in the house, special with Gud Johnson in the studio. How are you doing, Gud?
Hey, Sam, how are you?
So we were just checking out some of the songs now that, you know, made you who you are, the songs that you like. Tell us about these next two, Teatron Rossi and Ahuvati Sheli Livnat Tzavar.
Yeah, so, well, very different songs from each other. Teatron Rossi is a song from the first album of one of the most successful Israeli singers, Aviatar Banai. It's a song about him separating from his girlfriend and basically cursing her and you know, hoping that she won't find anyone else. I guess the main thing about this song is that you can hear an amazing artist at his very prime state. And so that's Aviatar Banai. The other song, Ahuvati Sheli Livnat Tzavar, the main thing here is the composer, Sasha Argov, who is an amazing composer, composed hundreds of wonderful songs. And he's probably you know, one of the founding fathers of Israeli music. So I think we'll probably finish the program with his song.
Okay. That's great. And you know, I think we probably, you know, that probably will take us out. So do you have any like final words for the listeners? Anything you'd like to say? Anyone perhaps who's like also thinking of following their dream a bit like you've done?
I think you should do that. I think I have to say that this whole process of taking my songs to the next level, working on them with other people, showing them to the world in the best way that I can, is such an amazing experience. Which you know, whatever will come up from this, the process itself was just amazing, and enjoy it.
Follow your dream. And now Teatron will see by Avia Tabana.
לראות מה אני מגיש אליי כמה שבועות אחרי השיחה האחרונה מה אני רוצה ממך אני מגיש שאת גדולה עליי יפה ורומה בתיאטרון רוסי איך שאני שונא אותך ככה ולא היה לי טוב כשהיית איתי את רחוקה מלהיות קצת שקט בשבילי אני כועס ומקווה שתיכשלי שתמשיכי לראות ולפחד משיגעון אמן תישארי לבד לנצח אז אני נקרא לא למצוא להיות איתי מאוד קשה פה כל הלבד הזה אוי לחץ באוזניים וסרטים כחולים בראש יש לי ערק ופסנתר ואין לי אהבה בינתיים יש לי לחץ באוזניים וסרטים כחולים בראש יש לי ערק ופסנתר ואין לי אהבה בינתיים
This has been Radio TLV1. This has been Cole Cambridge of me, DJ Antithesis, and the special with Gud Johnson. Gud, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great.
And, you know, as I said, we'll be posting that link on our kind of website when we post the playlist with where to buy Gud's songs. And keep an eye out for him because he's definitely going places. Don't forget that concert in Hebrew University on the 31st of December and here in Tel Aviv on the 17th of January in Bar Giora. So plenty to look forward to. And wishing you a Shabbat Shalom. We'll be back next week.
Shabbat Shalom.
Me'al sadot luya ha'levana Nerech l'sham ahuvati Nerech machar Et kol ha'kochavim Agish lach matana Ahuvati sheli Livnat savar בקרן יש חרש קולות שלי נלך לשם אהובתי נלך מחר בשקט נתגנר כמו שניים שואלים אהובתי שלי
לבנת צבא. בחופז ובאופק הפילים נלך לשם אהובתי, נלך מחר. הים אז ירטף רגלייך בגלים, אהובתי שלי לבנת צבא. הלילה שוב אפל על פני הרים, נצא אליו אהובתי, נצא מחר. החושך יעטוף פנייך בשחורים, אהובתי שלי לבנת צבא. בבד השמחה בוסן הפריחה, נלך לשם אהובתי, נלך מחר. בלובן השקט אקרא לך בשמחה, אהובתי שלי לבנת צבא.